Welcome to another episode of the Spicy Fruit Podcast. Today's guest.
She is the most flexible person on YouTube. We will be talking about her new music coming out very soon, this year.
We'll be talking about all things America's Got Talent and how it changed her life.
And she's going to teach us how to put our legs behind our heads.
You ready?
Sophie Dussey!
Sophie! Welcome in!
Happy to be here!
Oh, yeah, He's like, oh,
I want to join. I know. I've never had a dog just like come and sit on my lap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's the therapist dog. He calms all our guests down.
Literally. Yeah, he never comes to us in the pod. He only goes to the guests.
He doesn't like you guys.
He's a bop.
He does not. Not today.
Sophie, I have questions.
What are your questions?
Is that what your hair looks like when you wake up?
It's a lot frizzier.
Oh, it's even poofier?
Yeah, poofier.
And you have to tame it?
Yeah. It looks like I slept a lot of the time.
Oh, middle name.
My middle name?
Yeah.
Clarice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Do you like that?
I like it.
My first
name was almost named Clarice.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Is your first name just Sophie?
Sophia.
Sophia.
No, just Sophie.
Oh, Sophie.
Yeah.
Oh, not Sophie.
I meant Sophie, and I said, yeah, but oh.
Aw, you know what I like doing sometimes? Just guessing parents' names.
I know it.
You do?
You look like your dad is John.
No.
Matthew.
No.
Is it a normal, like
You'll
a
never guess
name?
My mom's name.
Your dad's name, like a popular name?
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
David.
No.
Ah.
Alex.
No. Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
Starts with an M.
Mavid.
Matthias.
No.
Michael.
Yeah.
Is it?
Michael
that's
or
Joey's
Mike.
Middle name.
Oh, yeah. Mike. Okay, cool.
We had Joey Graceffa on, and his middle name was Michael.
Oh.
And your mom's name is Agnes.
No.
I was trying to think of like same level as
Clarice. Oh, yeah. Is it?
She's Arab, so it's a different name.
What's it start with?
A.
Alex.
Alessandra.
No?
Alejandro. Africa? That's a cool name. Asia.
No.
Oh, what is it? We give up.
Abir.
Abir?
Oh, that
Abir.
Was my next one. I was about to say that.
Dang.
That was your next one.
thank you for coming on the pod.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
How's AGT? America's Got Talent.
It's great. Been on a bunch of times. On guest performing.
How many seasons have you been on?
Gosh. I was just thinking about this. I think I've been on almost every season, either being on or guest performing.
Mm-hmm. On 19 seasons? You've been on every season, you think?
No, not 19 seasons. From season 11 on, I've gone on almost every single time to guest perform. And then back on earlier this year for the Fantasy League spinoff show. And then again this year.
You competed for the Fantasy League one?
Yeah.
Oh, that one's done?
Yeah, that one's done.
How'd you do?
I did great. I got a second golden buzzer.
Oh!
Yeah, and made it to the finale. It was great.
Oh, wow. Was that where your career started? Like, kind of like the breakout?
Yeah.
AGT, America's Got Talent?
Yeah, when I was 14, they called me to go on, and I was like, okay, I guess so.
And that's when all their YouTubers started reaching out, like, hey.
Yeah, it was right after America's Got Talent. I actually had just started social media, and... right after America's Got Talent just started my YouTube channel, and then all of like you even too were like, hey, do a video with me.
Yeah.
Where did
that's
you guys
everything
meet?
Started.
Well, I think she collabed with Logan first, and Logan was my neighbor, and then that's how I met her. And then I would come up with random ideas. I'm like, hey, you want to do this? And she always yes to everything.
Aww.
Yeah.
I said, hey, can you roll up into a bowling ball and knock down these pins and me and my friends roll you? And she's like, yeah.
She really did like this thing.
So nice. We rolled her for like I think it was like for like $5,000. We just who could win.
I really did say yes to absolutely everything.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, oh, are you sure? You're like, yeah, easy.
What was your life before AGT? Like, did you like growing up? Did you strive to like reach
a
goal?
You're a contortionist.
Or?
You probably were flexible when you were young, right?
I did competitive gymnastics from age 7 to 10, and then after that, my parents took me out of it because it was getting really dangerous. Mm. And then, irony. And then I went to dance. I liked it, but I missed the kind of competitive and mm-hmm. bendy stuff and tumbling stuff. And then that's when I found contortion on a YouTube video. Whoa. And I thought it was the coolest thing. I was like, I can do that too. I can do exactly what she can do. And I tried it and was able to do it. And it was like an obsession with me.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
was just obsessed with it. I didn't even think it was going to go anywhere. Like, I just thought it was like a hobby yeah. of mine, and I'm gonna probably go to college for something. I don't know what I want to do in life, but like, I'm doing this as a hobby. And I did a performance for one of my mom's friends' birthday parties at her house, mm-hmm. and it was just like a small gathering, and somebody there happened to know a producer at America's Got Talent and took a video and had sent it to them.
Oh. What? So it all just happened, like, yeah, fell into place.
It happened very randomly, and then that's how I ended up going on America's Got Talent.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow. That's how, like, most actors, celebrities, YouTubers, we're all either a little weird or obsessed, or yeah. both. Like, we're all a little odd and then obsessed with something. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it be numbers, whether it be making people laugh, whether it be, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Like, specific things, yeah.
Yeah, I got very obsessed with contortion.
Yeah, yeah, I was obsessed with making people laugh. Like, I was class clown all every single yeah. grade. That's just, I was obsessed with that.
Yeah, and for me, I was obsessed with just making new things, trying new things. Yeah. And I think being in this space, you have to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely do. I've noticed everybody's a bit insane.
Yeah.
But I like yes. it.
And then you find the real crazy ones. You're like, dang, that one's actually crazy. Yeah. They usually get, like, canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, whoa, like, there's a lot. I don't want to name the cancel people, but yeah. a lot of the cancel people, we've been around for a long time. And you meet them, and then you're like, I knew something was off. Yeah. I knew it.
Name names.
after the pod, I'll tell you. But you'll be like, oh, yeah, oh, I can see that. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of crazy because, like, sometimes I go to, like, a gathering that is not related to entertainment yeah. in our industry. And then whenever I try to crack a joke or whatever, no one understands it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
so dentistry, huh?
Yeah. We live in a crazy world, like YouTubers, TikTokers, and then you go to something, and like all we do is usually when you go to a birthday party or anything, any event, it's YouTubers.
It's always so grand too.
It's what?
Have you noticed it's always so grand?
Yeah, it's always like, whoa. And then you go back home and visit your family, and then it's just different.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
it's like, good.
Oh, it's just, no, different. It's different. Just life. Calm. Nobody cares yeah. about numbers. Nobody cares about social media.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, this is, and then you go, yeah.
I kind of love it though.
Yeah, I love too. It too. Yeah. I like, whenever I get overwhelmed, I go home for like a week mm-hmm. and just everything's calm.
Yeah.
Everything's
oh,
good.
Oh, dude, speaking of crazy people, can you tell the story about the crazy person this morning?
Oh.
You got to hear this.
Okay. So Roy and his wife do this Pilates class. So then me and my girlfriend got into it, and I've gotten kind of obsessed with it. I do it every week. And so we go this morning, and we sweat for like an hour, we're dying, and then I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and there's all this traffic. And I'm like, why is there all this traffic? And this is just a normal thing that happens to me all the time. So then I'm like, oh, what's happening? And then I see a crowd of people with their phones facing down the street, like 200 feet. And then I see cops, and I'm like, oh, why are the cops parked in the middle of the street? And then I see the cops hiding behind their doors. And then I see the cops holding shotguns, and I'm like, what? Who are they pointing this at? And they're like, pointing. And then there's just a homeless guy in the street with a gun.
I'm like, I thought you were going to say they were pointing it at you.
No, I wanted to. I was like, I told my girlfriend, I said, hey, can we like park and watch? And she's like, what if there's like a stray bullet? And I was like, the cops are in front of him. He's not going to be like, boom, to the side. But
yeah.
We were pretty close to it. So I was like, I probably should do the responsible yeah. thing and get my girlfriend out of here. But if I was by myself, I would have got out. I would have been like, yo, what's going to happen?
Dexter's going to show up. Insane.
Yeah.
LA.
Yeah. LA's crazy.
You sure you want to move to LA?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's yeah. crazy. You've been doing contortion. You know who you should collab with?
Who?
Simone Biles. That would be cool.
That would be cool. I bet
you could probably. She's
could happen.
It could happen.
It could.
Absolutely could happen.
How tall is she? Like 4'11"?
Yeah, I think so.
And what are you?
She's 4'10 or 4'11. I'm 5'1".
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it going to be weird being the taller one?
Yeah, probably. It's going to be strange. I don't meet many people I'm taller than. Yeah. It's very odd.
Oh. It's going to be cool. That would be an awesome one because you could probably do things with her that you couldn't do with other people. She's not yeah. only flexible and strong and coordinated, she's also like super strong. So yeah. she could probably yeah. hold you up.
I know. I'm such a big fan of her. It's like insane.
Simone's yeah. great.
She's so strong and like she's able to do so many things. Like I wanted to do a video where I was trying to do a tumbling routine, and then I thought about it for a second. And I was like,
she's the best of the best.
There's no way I would be able to come close to what she does.
Yeah.
Even if I had a trampoline, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
have you tried? You might be surprised.
Have you seen her tumbling?
Yeah.
It's that, pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, won't be able to do that for a while.
The last time I saw like a floor routine was the Filipino guy that won gold.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he was flipping it. He was sticking. He's like, boom. And I'm like, how does he even like his knees endure that? Because he's doing all the apps and then lands it and doesn't even bounce. He's just like, boom. I'm like, oh.
They're also like so high up too. Yeah. And they just land.
My knees insane. Would buckle. I would be like, oh, just off the weight.
Have you seen their legs too? Their thighs?
Yeah.
They're like five times the size of my thighs.
And he's set. In the Philippines, yeah. When you win gold, you win like a house. You win like
a bunch
of money. Yeah, everybody's talking about it on the internet.
Unlimited ramen.
I heard here you don't make as much money as like anywhere else.
No. I mean, that's crazy. I don't know about anywhere else, but I know Philippines does really well. And then China, I think they really pay their people well. But and he's young too. If he wins it again, he's already set for life.
Yeah.
If he wins it again... I think he got like $1 million in Filipino money, which is like 100,000 here or 50,000 here.
Yeah.
But it's a lot over there.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's crazy. I hope he does
it
again.
That's insane.
Do it again.
Do you think Simone Biles is going to go for next Olympics?
Another one?
I don't know.
4 years?
Isn't she? She's 28, right?
Something like that. 28? Yeah. It's going to be in her 30s. Literally. Next
if she does, it's going to be her last one for sure.
Would that be like the oldest gymnast to compete?
I have no idea, actually.
I don't know, but she's tiny and like...
I feel like she could do it.
She could do it because when you're smaller...
Hmm?
If you're a dog...
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about dog world.
No.
Listen.
Your analogies are crazy.
When you're a little dog, like I've had big dogs and little dogs. When you're a little dog, you have less joint problems. You have less... like problems on your knees and your joints and everything, and you
necessarily some dog
most of the time, but then if you're like a Great Dane or like a big dog, then they have joint problems, they don't last as long. So I'm saying she could do it because she's smaller in stature. She has less joint problems probably than a 6 foot person. You guys are crazy.
I know.
You said if you're smaller, you're a dog.
No, I didn't say that. People will understand.
I don't think it's bad. I think she can, honestly, because like I personally did not feel any body aches until I was 28.
Yeah.
Literally her age. So maybe if she kind of controls and stretches a lot.
I was going to say, since you guys are old.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Wow. We're not doing the millennial versus Gen Z video anymore. You don't have to rose.
Nah, yeah. I'm an unk. People call me unk nowadays.
At what age were you like, my body hurts?
Oh, 28. Probably starting at 28 and then it's just progressively like... you don't heal as fast. So if I sprain my ankle now compared to when I was 20, then when I was 20, next day I'm fine. Yeah. Now it takes like 3 weeks. I'm like, for it to heal.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, you got time.
How do I never grow up?
I don't know. Don't do it. I really don't
How
know.
How do I never don't age? Do don't do it. I don't ever want that
just
to.
Just be like, no.
I'm just going to refuse to do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. Perfect.
Just like Joey on Friends. He was like, hey, we have a deal, right? I'm not getting on. Let everybody else get older. I'm not getting older.
Yeah.
Being old is tough because as soon as you like reach like another decade, like my 29-year-old was kind of tough for me because when I turned 30, I was like, oh my God, that's 30.
Yeah.
That's I
think the worst part about getting older is you have to pay taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's probably the absolute worst, though.
Taxes.
Yeah. I think that's probably why I think boxing was like partially because of like a midlife crisis. I was like, oh, I'm getting old. No, I'm not. I'm going to fight. And I was like, oh, I'm trying to reverse it. I'm not that old, but I am.
But nowadays I learned to accept it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Preemptive stuff is the best. You stretch a lot. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
But
I plan on doing this when I'm 80. So
yeah.
80. That's
amazing.
Do that. And then. Watch everything that you think that you're like, oh, I can wait till I'm 30 to do that. Just do it now. Like fish oil pills. I take that every day. I've taken it for like 3 or 4 years now. I've never missed a day. And then like L-glutamine, all the creatine, all that stuff. Just
I've never taken like any of those like health pill stuff.
Mm-hmm. You probably should take fish oil pills just to like for your skin,
Does
your nails, work? Your hair. Yeah. For your joints mostly is, and you probably need that more than most. So fish oil pills. It's just fish oil pills and creatine are the two things that there's no bad side to it, and they're the most researched thing, and it's just the best things for you. I would just start doing it now. Well, you're 23, you can wait till next year.
You're chilling. I feel like with your I guess you stretch every day.
Yeah, every day to almost every day.
Yeah, so you'll be fine till you're 40, honestly.
Did you stretch today?
I'm gonna be like the first 80-year-old contortionist. That's my plan.
There's not another one?
I don't think there's like an 80-year-old contortionist. Oh. There was a 90-year-old gymnast.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's this pirate that is really flexible. I think his name is Luffy. Have you heard of
Luffy?
Him?
No.
Luffy? Is he like a TikToker? Everybody in the world. No, he's just really popular, and he likes to dress like a pirate, but he's like super flexible.
He can really like, I don't know, move his limbs.
You've never?
Yeah.
You should try. You should bring him up on America's Got Talent. You should have him on because he's crazy.
Yeah.
Luffy D. What is it? Luffy D.
That's his last name. It's Monkey D.
Oh, Monkey.
His first name is Monkey. Monkey D. Luffy.
Yeah. I can't believe you never
heard or seen of this guy.
We'll send you his stuff.
Yeah, it's insane.
You have his. You follow each other, right? Can you DM him?
I'll send you a thing.
We'll connect you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He runs around with a crazy bunch, but I'm sure he could step away from his job. Yeah.
They call him the Gum Gum Man because he's just
gummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gummy? That's crazy. I thought he's really big in your world. I'm surprised you guys haven't collabed.
I've never heard of him. That's crazy.
Mm.
He wears a cowboy hat?
No, a straw hat. It's like a hay hat. Yeah.
Not a pirate hat. It's like a hay hat. Yeah. You call him a straw hat. Straw hat pirate.
Pirate's kind of his thing.
I'm surprised I've never heard of
this person. Yeah, I know. That's weird.
Yeah.
He has like a whole Netflix show.
What? Really?
Okay, that's crazy. We're going to send it to you. Don't worry about
it. We'll send it to you.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm surprised I don't know about this.
Yeah.
What's your workout like? Like, do you do like
you stretch for like an hour before you work out or anything?
Yeah, you do like lower body stretches, strengthening.
I normally go on runs. Cardio is always good for doing that stuff.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
And then I stretch because that's when you get the best stretch.
Why is
running
good for stretching?
When your body's warm, your muscles will stretch out more.
So how far do you run before you?
A mile to
warm up.
3 miles.
Oh,
something like that.
Yeah, every day.
Not every day. I should do every day. I do it like 3 times a week. The running.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
I should do more, but.
Did you stretch today?
No.
Oh, should we?
We can. Do we want to stretch?
Do in our seats. Easy.
This one.
I can't even straighten my leg.
Yeah, try to straighten your leg.
If you straighten your leg, how far up can you go? That's it.
If I straighten it, this right here.
Oh my God, you're shaking.
You are shaking.
How are you shaking? Why are you shaking?
My hamstrings, I have like really tight hamstrings my whole life. And I get stretched every week. Like I have a professional stretch me every week and my hamstrings still can't, they won't loosen.
Wow.
I think I can jump really high.
You need
it
to
always
stretch.
Surprises me when some people can't touch their toes because I feel like it's such an easy thing.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Well, you're closer to your toes than most people. It's not fair. Can you put your leg behind your head?
It's the same thing though because your like arm length would be the same as mine, right?
Yeah.
No. So. No,
maybe I have really long arms, especially for my height.
Then you should be able to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh,
I think I popped something.
Oh,
I'm too old. Okay, wait, can you put it behind your leg?
I can't. I really.
Wait, you look like you're close to it. You're close. You could totally do it.
If you,
oh my God, you could totally
down,
do it.
I can't.
Well, like yes, this. You
pull
can.
Pull your head and then pull your foot.
What do you mean? Yes,
pull,
I can. Like,
you can.
Pull it more.
Pull your head down.
Oh,
put your head down. Put your head down.
Pull your head down.
I swear, if I tear a meniscus here.
Use your left hand behind your head because I feel like your head is what needs to come back.
No
You're
way.
So close. Okay, so close.
Okay, go. I know it hurts so bad. For a 35-year-old,
I'm not even kidding you. If you did that every day for a week, you'd be able to get
that. No way. I'm gonna do it.
But you have to do it every day for a week because you're already so close.
Okay.
Is there any other stretches that you need to do in order, like, or just keep trying it?
Just keep trying.
Should
it, honestly.
Should I run 3 miles and then try it again?
You could.
Oh, you're close.
Yeah, you're close.
Is he?
Yeah, you're close too.
Oh, hold on. Let me move this. Let me try.
Wait, that's quite crazy.
That's all I got. Wait, let me try this one. That's less.
Bro.
Oh. Okay, show us how it's done.
Okay.
Ow. Don't injure.
Oh.
Well, it's technically not behind your head, but okay.
Jeez.
We should try it. So if we do that every day for a week, we'll be able to do it too?
I think you were a little closer to the other one.
That's crazy.
But
that's
wild. Yeah, try 2 weeks and you'll be able to get the other one.
Oh, easy.
What age did you learn that? Or were you like, oh, this is cool?
When I was 12, I started teaching myself.
Yeah, and then you just did that and you're like, whoa. That's the age you learned to put your leg behind your back.
Yeah, well, actually, I used to do it all the time, but I didn't know it was unique until I saw the video. So I used to watch TV with my feet on my head and my feet over my head.
Oh.
Because I just thought it was fun.
Oh.
I was homeschooled.
My older brother, he was actually really, he could put his head behind, or his legs behind his head until he was like 15. I don't know why. He just could. Yeah, he can't do
it
anymore.
Most kids are very flexible.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people don't keep it up.
So you think you were more flexible, like you were born more flexible than others or not? Because I've talked to some people like singers, like Tori Kelly one time. She said that she just could sing when she was like
a baby.
She's just good. Yeah, she's naturally a good singer.
Potentially. I just very much enjoyed gymnastics and that type of stuff. So I probably was a little more flexible than the average person.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I just ended up keeping it up versus there are a lot of people that are like that, but they don't keep it up throughout the years.
Do you think your mom, when she was pregnant with you, ate a lot of bubble gum? Because you know how bubble gum's stretchy? Maybe
like she swallowed a bunch of bubble gum?
No, just like had bubble gum. Not swallowed
and
bubble gum.
Infused into your DNA. Into,
yeah. I mean, it could have happened. She worked out a lot.
Do your parents do anything in this field? No.
No, not at all. Oh. Both of them are not flexible.
Well, what are they?
My mom did personal training.
Oh, that's good.
And then my dad, he was a daredevil. So he used to do like motocross, UFC fighting.
So it is in the realm. So it's just kind of in the blood. Same talents, kind of. But performance. Yeah. Or like, fitness. Oh.
I saw this video of this this dad. He would play like music. Like put headphones on his wife's belly when she was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And he did that for like every single day for 9 months. And then the baby was born, the baby turned 3, and the baby could sing. Perfect pitch.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say the baby had hearing problems.
No.
You should do that to your soon-to-be baby.
Oh, you're pregnant?
Not yet, but I am excited to be a dad very soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've always been very family oriented. I'm ready for a kid. I got to get the wife first.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a fiancé,
Fiancé?
It's more than a girlfriend, but not a fiancé yet. So after a month of dating my current girlfriend, I said, you want to be my fiancé? She said, yeah.
So is it like a promise ring?
Nope. It's just a verbal agreement.
Than
so
girlfriend.
She was only my girlfriend for a month. And now it's been 2.5 years.
Can you just tell him to get engaged?
Yeah, why haven't you gotten engaged?
I'm working
yet?
On it. I got to do it perfectly. I have like over, I like, I've already known for a long time.
Do you have
time.
The ring picked out yet? Wait,
no.
Or is she going to like watch this and then I'm going to expose everything?
No. I don't have anything planned, but I have scenarios in my head of how I'm going to do it. And
when would you do it?
I don't know. Maybe it's within the next 500 days.
That's more than a year.
Yeah.
That's a long time frame.
Okay. In the next 400 days. I don't know. Sometime, but I do have...
That's still more than a year, but yeah.
I had one plan, and then I was like, no, I thought of something better. And then that plan, a lot of my friends said it was too dangerous. Like Roy.
Yeah.
Do skydive?
No. People would die.
Maybe not.
Were you having alligators there? Like, no. What's going on?
I'll tell you after the podcast. But
I want to hear it so bad. People are gonna die for an engagement.
No, it's a low chance.
We'll tell you. I don't want to.
Yeah,
Alexis might see this.
And then the one I thought of now, I don't think I could think of something better than the way I want to do it now. If it all works out how I want it to, it would be awesome.
Less people will die in this version.
Yeah, less. Okay. Less people are in danger.
I'm so curious.
They
would
die. They might be uncomfortable for a little bit. Yeah, I'll tell you later. Don't worry about it.
No, like now I'm so curious.
So what do you think? Man, that's crazy. You've been on AGT for almost a decade.
Yeah.
You've been doing stuff for them. So that's a career right there.
Mm.
And do they pay well? You don't have to tell me how much, just yes or no. For like just guest appearances. Well, actually, do they pay? They don't pay at all for like if you're competing, right?
No.
Oh, but then for returning, they do. For like performances. Yeah. Like $2, yeah.
Yeah, I got paid like $1, yeah.
Okay, oh, that's good. At least $1. Perfect. That's right. Good. So unless they're paying you.
And then what are you going to do after that? You think YouTube is your main thing?
Yeah, YouTube and performances.
Yeah.
I love performing, so that's my favorite thing.
Dang, you think you would ever, like, what if, like, Cirque du Soleil wanted to collab? They're like, hey, you want to be a cameo in our show for a night?
I don't think they would do that. But...
why? Oh, because they're probably safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a dream passion? Like, I want to do that.
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
I want to, well, because I have music out and stuff, I want to eventually do performances like Pink.
Oh,
I've heard your music, and I remember being like, I'm gonna click on it, and I was expecting like, oh, it's another YouTuber singer and we're not good, and then I'm like, oh, you're actually good.
Thank you.
Did you take in lessons or you could just sing?
Well, so when I was like 17, I started working with my brother, just like helping him with different songs, because he was like, I just need a singer on this, just sing. And
yeah,
like, and I did my first pass and he was like, you have a very unique, interesting voice, like, let's try some more music with this. And then I created one song, and then I created my first song I released, Bunny. And then I released that. Well, actually, it was taking me a while to release it, because I was actually kind of for the reason of like people commenting and being like, oh, another person coming out with the music. And I was like, I don't know, do I want to go down this route? Because I already know the comment section. And then I showed it to enough people where they were like, just release it. Yeah. You should just release it. And it was great. It was on a billboard in New York, in Times Square. And I did very well.
You should listen to it. You're going to be surprised. I was like, what? It's because I think I was most surprised because I've never heard you say you want to be a singer. I've never heard any like little clips of you singing. And then all of a sudden it's just a really good song. I was like, what?
Wow, not only you're nice, you're also humble. Wow.
It's crazy.
That's so
You wouldn't think that she would do it. She's doing anything else. You would think that she's just a singer because she's that good.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you. That's such a good compliment.
It's good. It's catchy too. Like, what's your nationality?
Half Italian, half Arab.
I can see it. Yeah.
Curly hair is the Arab side.
Oh. What's the Italian side? Do you have any Italian features that... Are your eyes Italian?
No, I think they're more... My dad has brown eyes and my mom has green eyes and I have blue eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, so does my brother.
Oh, wow. You have one sibling?
Yeah, I have one sibling.
Oh, that's cool. You know what your music thing reminds me of? Reminds me of like Billie Eilish and Phineas with like the brother-sister kind of relationship.
Everyone says that. Yeah. I'm like, what? Actually, when I found that out about Billie like a long time ago, I was like... Hey, it's like you and me, Zach.
It's so cool.
So you're 11 years younger than me and 10 years younger than Roy.
Yeah.
Who did you watch growing up? Because you were, like, when we started, you were 4 or 5 years old.
I was.
That's crazy.
4 or 5 years old. I was like 15 or 16.
So how old were you in 2006?
15.
Oh, why would I?
Wait, 2006. No,
16.
2006, I was 5.
Oh, yeah, you were 5. So what were you? Were you watching YouTube back then?
I didn't watch YouTubers. I was, I watched Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, we just had the Dante Bosco on, the voice of Zuko.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he said we were trying to get him to leak stuff, but they're supposed to be, did you like that show?
Oh, I loved it. Yes.
Oh, I've watched it too. There's supposed to be 3 movies coming out. One is Aang.
Of the like... cartoon version or
cartoon
it's movies.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, so it's movies, so it's Aang when he's like in his 20s with his group, like and so before, like, because they jumped to Korra and he's already old. And then was Aang dead in
he
Korra?
Was dead,
yeah,
Korra. Yeah, because Korra is the reincarnation of Aang.
And then they're gonna do Agni Kai one all about Zuko.
Oh
that's gonna be cool.
And then they're gonna do one about, what was her name,
Katara?
No, the
Azula?
No, the Sirius Avatar. with the white makeup. She's like
Kiyoshi.
Kiyoshi, yeah. They're gonna do one about her. And then they're also coming out with another series about another, it's an earthbender avatar.
Why didn't they do this like back when I was young?
I don't know why.
They should just continue the story, right?
They should have continued it right then and there.
They jumped to Korra. I was like, what? Everybody loved it. I know. Which Korra was cool too, but.
Yeah. Well, I also didn't, well, I, okay, Korra was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I kind of like didn't like how like modern there
was. Cars and everything.
I didn't like the cars. Yeah. I wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
You should read the comics.
Yeah, I should.
Like, there, it's really good. Like, you get stories of like Kiyoshi and like. You should just read it. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah,
you can just get it on Amazon. It's like you just. It's literally like comics.
I love comics.
Yeah,
big comic person.
How's your love life in this scene? And like, because you're surrounded by YouTubers, celebrities, like America's Talent, and you just seem busy all the time.
Yeah.
So do you? Are you even like, you're not even focusing on that or?
Yeah. I think if it like comes, it comes.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, I am very busy and mm-hmm. Everyone goes like, oh, in your 20s, like have fun. Yeah. I'm like, no. I'm too busy for that.
Work. Yeah.
If somebody comes in, I want them to stay.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like it'd be like a waste of time for me to just do that.
And it's hard because like in LA, like, it's like, oh, you could date somebody that isn't in this field, but then they don't understand. They're like, why are you always on your phone? It's like, it's part of my job. It's like social media. I don't know. And then, but if you do date somebody in your field, then you're both super busy and then you barely get to see each other. And then so.
I know. That's kind of.
It's so rough.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why it's like, it's got to click.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very difficult. But I'm just living my life and something happens.
Yes, good for you. Please keep continue.
Yeah,
people super say healthy. In your 20s, just have fun. And I'm like, no, work. Like, in my 20s, just work, because then you can relax in your 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot of people, like North Carolina thought process is they're like, oh, I will just have fun, go to frat parties, go to college, just party all the time. Me either. I don't like to drink. I don't like to party.
Yeah.
If I do go party, I want to go home after. I go early so I can leave earlier.
Yeah. I hate staying out late. I hate how every party. Have you noticed how every party out here starts at like 10 o'clock and then no one shows up until like 11 at midnight?
Sometimes.
And I'm like, I want to go to bed at midnight.
Yeah.
Oh. I want to be in bed.
Yeah.
You're an old soul too. That's cool.
You just got your priorities straight.
Yes,
like, why can't
we
start like parties? Like, if we throw parties, can we start them at like 7?
Yeah.
We'll be done by midnight and we all just get a good night's sleep and we all can wake up tomorrow.
And we
great.
Can be like, wow, last night was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, you're not 33.
Maybe. <That's crazy. laughs> Maybe.
Yeah. No, because I don't like parties at all. I'm socially like anxious all the time. So I try to, I don't know. Because my mid-20s is all work. So like you said, your 30s are just your 20s, but more polished. You like know exactly what to do.
Yeah, even when I was partying, I didn't want to party.
Really?
I was partying because that's what my friends wanted to do. But if they weren't partying, I'd still hang out with them. I just didn't. I would drink because everybody else is drinking, not because I wanted to, and not be like, oh, I need a shot.
Yeah,
I've never said that in my life. I need a shot right now. And I never like beer. I don't know how people like beer.
Do you like beer? No.
Yeah. Do you like beer?
Ugh.
No. Right. I don't know how people drink that.
No.
You know the hack to drinking in a party but you don't feel like drinking, you just get Sprite and get a mint leaf, ask the bartender or whoever is there, like, can I get Sprite, and then just a little mint leaf on top, and just
it looks like a drink.
Oh, sometimes I'll just like encourage my friends to do it and I'll like pretend like I'm about to, and then it'll just dip.
Like, all right, I'm out, it's almost midnight, I'm gonna turn into a pumpkin. I gotta
use the bathroom. Okay.
I've done that a lot where like everybody's like shot, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom.
And you leave?
Yeah. No, I just go to the bathroom so that I don't have to take that shot. Yeah. By the time I get back, they already took it.
Yeah, I'll go bathroom. Yeah. You go home.
Yeah. And then I just don't drink the whole night. And then I take pictures of me with drinks in my hands. I post them later. And I'm like, dang, I guess he did drink.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's like, oh my God, you look like you're having so much fun.
Yeah.
There was one time where I got offered a shot, but I didn't want to drink it. So as soon as they cheered, I took it in my hand, just went like this.
Oh, yeah.
And I got caught. And then they gave me like double the amount and they forced me to take it. And then I got drunk. I felt that was horrible.
Yeah.
Just take the shot, I guess.
Yeah, I've never gotten drunk and then I'm like, wow, I love this feeling. I'm always like, oh, when is this over? How long is this going to last?
I was being coherent.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I do like how it loosens me up, though. That's the only good side.
Sometimes it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drink and drive, though.
Yeah, never drink and drive. You know the news? Roy and I are split. You're pregnant. Why does everybody want us to be pregnant?
I don't know. I want to be pregnant.
Sorry, I really thought you guys were saying too. You're pregnant.
Yeah, we're splitting up.
We are split up already.
That's,
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Who decided this?
Finances.
Roy. He was like, oh. I'm leaving again.
No.
it's just like,
wait, did you guys ever have beef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not,
I mean,
publicly though. Kind of, like, not really.
I mean, well, how much do you know? You know, we like, well, broke up, right?
Yeah.
In the past.
In the past.
Yeah, I remember that. I wasn't sure if you guys had like beef or not.
No, it wasn't beef. It was more
you
like...
You guys didn't like each other.
It's more like, you know, like Backstreet Boys split up, Smosh split up, NSYNC split up, One Direction split up.
Yeah.
It's because like you just butt heads when you're working so long together. Yeah. People get jealous or you get annoyed.
And that happened the second time?
No. It only happened the first time. And then we kind of like didn't like each other for a couple of years, then we missed each other, then we started seeing each other at events and stuff, and then we were like, we just missed each other after a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, let's just get back together.
Yeah.
And we did that, but this time it's just I kind of miss vlogging, and then I miss, like, the boss life's not for me. I'm just gonna, like, this is the truth, like telling people what to do, how to, like, oh, do this, do that, and then dealing with like different people's like sensitivities and it's just a lot. Like, I don't like it. I don't want to be the boss like anymore. I like just like collabing. I like to think of more collabing than leading. I'd rather do that because I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? Let's do that. Let's do this. Instead of being like, okay, we're going to do this. This is it. I have the answers. Listen to me. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just not, and finances. Like,
it's mostly just finances.
Finances too.
Overhead's so expensive.
Yeah.
And
with a bunch of employees, props, set, lights, rent. It's just a lot. I want to go back to vlogging. I miss sharing my life. And eventually I want to get married and have kids. And I want to document that for my kids. Because growing up, we didn't have a camera. We didn't have a lot of money. So I don't have very many. I have one video, like 30-second video of when I was a kid. And then pictures. And that's it.
Are you okay, Alex? This seems like a lot.
Yeah, so I'm excited to get back to vlogging. And just get in it.
I'm going to go to the desert. I told you earlier.
Yeah.
Because like having, I don't know, because we don't have much to do.
Yeah.
I just need a reset. Sometimes you need a good reset.
Yeah.
I go to Death Valley sometimes and just sit.
What are you going to do after the desert? Or is that what you're going to figure out in the desert?
What happened?
What are you going to do after the desert? Or is that what you're figuring out in the desert?
Oh, after the desert, I'm going to go to the forest and figure it out from there. I'm going to take inspiration from my environment. Maybe I'll be like, oh, I feel inspired, and I go to a forest. I feel happy.
Peace.
Yeah.
What if you meet
a deer?
No,
a talking deer.
No.
What?
You go out into the desert and you're sitting under the stars, and you see a wanderer come by, and he's like, "Would you like some tea?" And it's Uncle Iroh, and he helps you figure out the next path in your life.
Oh, dude!
Just like he did with Toph and Zuko.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You might find your spirit guide.
You should just dress up as him and then go out there and then convince him to do something.
Alex, what are you doing?
He would have been like, this is, I can't believe you did all this. You have prosthetics on in the desert. And I'm like, it's going to be a great story.
Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. But that's the news. We're split up.
Yeah.
But we're still doing spicy fruit. So
how did you guys first become friends?
Well... It all started.
it's a very Alex and Roy beginning.
Yeah.
Did it start with a collab or like?
No. So
we were young.
Yeah, 2006. We're from North Carolina.
Oh wait, so you started YouTube in 2006?
We started together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
okay.
We actually met a little bit before that.
Yeah, we met in 2002.
Yeah, I think 2002.
Yeah.
We went to the same middle school. And he was waiting outside for his parents to pick him up. And I was also waiting outside for my parents to pick me up. And then I was talking to like my group of friends. I showed them this magic trick. And they were like, wow. And I was like, I got to show somebody else. And I turn around and I see this Filipino boy. And I'm like, hey, Filipino boy, you want to see a magic trick?
They're like, oh, sure.
And then he's like, whoa. And then that's how we first interacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go way back. Wow. And then he ended up moving to the same neighborhood, the same street, literally like five houses down from me.
Yeah.
God.
And
then we
just started filming random stuff. And now we're here.
Yeah. Wow, so you guys have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, 18, almost 19 years, yeah.
Wow, and I thought I've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm.
We are OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, were you on Vine?
Vine?
Oh, we were way before Vine, but we were also on Vine, yeah.
Oh, when what's that thing called? MySpace?
MySpace, yeah. Yeah, we were on MySpace too.
We were
actually before MySpace. There was this thing called Zynga. We were on there too. Mm-hmm. There was a thing before MySpace?
Yeah,
there's a thing before MySpace.
Zynga.
Oh my gosh.
Zynga.
E-Bombs World? You ever heard of E-Bombs World?
No.
That was YouTube before YouTube.
What? Was there long videos on there?
Like sketch videos.
I feel like E-Bombs World was kind of like, have you seen Funny or Die? No. Well, E-Bombs World is kind of like Reddit and YouTube put together. It was kind of like videos, but it wasn't like channels. It was like videos and like kind of just like memes before memes was a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it was like. I didn't really get on there.
Yeah.
Do
you know Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
No, it's
not. Don't look that up.
Don't look that one up.
I'm just trying to think how far.
Don't forget that you ever heard that.
Don't look it up.
Watch everything else we told you, but except for that.
Wait, why?
Don't look it up. Just stick to Luffy. Let's stick to Monkey D. Luffy.
But why?
You're not that age yet.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where you know. Don't look it up, please.
It's not worth it. You're gonna be like, oh, that's why they said don't look it up.
I want to look it up.
No, please don't.
No, don't.
So you don't know MySpace? You know, have you been to MySpace?
I've never. No.
Okay, so
you've heard of it.
I wasn't even on Vine.
Dude, I didn't have a phone
until I was on America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay. So, got it.
Yeah.
So
2016.
Oh. That's when I started Guava Juice.
Nice. We were like 25, 26 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you haven't hit 25 yet.
No.
You're good.
Not even close.
You have so many things to do, and I'm so excited for your future. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been so busy since you were probably for the first time you were on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
You've collabed with every YouTuber in the world.
Oh my God, I know. That was such a crazy time. I just said yes to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just doing everything forever. So what's your longest relationship you've had?
Like a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I had one for 2 years.
Oh, that's long.
Yeah.
What age was that?
It was from age 19 to age 21.
Oh, that's recent then. That was like, kind of, yeah.
2 years ago.
Was it not public?
No, it was public.
Oh, was it another YouTuber or something?
Yeah.
Do we know him?
He cheated on me many times.
Oh my gosh. I'm a personal boxer. I punch.
Yeah.
I punch him.
Don't like him. And it was throughout the whole relationship too.
No way.
Yeah. It was from like 2 weeks in the whole entire time.
Hot dog.
Dang. Well.
Yeah.
All we know is you're an amazing person. You're very talented, very nice, very humble. So definitely don't need him.
You're destined for great things. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Things started looking up after.
No way.
Yeah. I like started doing a lot more stuff.
Oh, his loss.
That son of a. Yeah, it's crazy. It's sometimes I think just like letting someone in your life not be in your life just gives you so many more opportunities.
Yeah.
So
it was a good experience to have because it was my first boyfriend, but it was a good experience, but not a good experience.
Yeah.
Every experience like, is a learning
good
experience.
Good and not, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now you know what to look for and you're like, oh, and things
now
you didn't know.
Now I know I want anything but that.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And you know what to look for and be like, oh, this is what's important to me. This is what. Because like when I was your age, I was just dating. It didn't matter like what their job was, what they did, or like it's just like I didn't have any requirements. I was just dating. And then you figure it out as you go. You're like, oh, this is important to me. I didn't know this was important to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I kind of figured out exactly what I want. Well, even now, I don't know exactly what I want, but I've definitely figured out certain things I do want in a relationship.
I think. Like working here, having a 9-to-5 in the last 2 years, it made me realize that vlogging is my passion because I'm still working, but I'm still living. Like, I'm still experiencing things. I can still
can be
like,
more creative.
Yeah, I can be more creative. There's, I can just do whatever. And I like improv. So vlogging is all improv. So instead of just like coming to work, I can be like, okay, I'm going to book this vacation. And then I can make like 7 videos out of it. But I'm still having fun. I'm still having experiences with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I'm just documenting it. So I think I miss the freedom. And I'm excited to get back to it.
Yeah.
And you're excited for your break.
I'm excited for freedom, I guess. Yeah. I haven't had freedom since 2016 when I started Guava Juice. It's always been go, go, go.
Yeah.
I mean, it was worth it. I mean, like, we got successful through it. So it's gonna be weird having so much free time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to do.
It's kind of like an odd concept for me, I feel like, because I've been go, go, go since I was 14 too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
So that's why I want to go to the desert.
Yeah.
Sometimes vacations stress me out.
Dude.
Yeah.
Tell me about too. It,
packing, I'm like, I don't want to go on a vacation because I have to catch up on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when I go home to see my family, I'm like, 5 days is max because I got all I'm thinking about is like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this.
Yeah.
Another thing, when I was your age, is I didn't care about mental health. I was just like, go, 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 whatever. I don't care. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go, 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 go until I burn out. And then I burned out. And everybody, this happens to everybody, they burn out so hard. So
yeah,
think about that. If you're like, oh, should I do this? It's a great opportunity, but I've been going so hard for like 10 years. And just think about it. Like, you need to give yourself some breaks.
Mm.
Yeah, no, definitely. But yeah, sometimes it's hard.
It is hard.
It's like the mental switch of relaxing.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so hard for me to do
and
that.
And to be like, oh, did I post something today? Or, oh, I should post on social media. It's like, been a couple days.
I have to do all this thing. Oh, and I'm setting up this thing. And then this thing won't happen if I'm not.
I have to train for this.
Yeah.
I remember when I started Guava Juice, I was aware of mental health. And I was like, I'm just going to burn out when I burn out. And that's what I did.
That's what I did too.
I'm like, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
We turned out good.
That's kind of my plan.
Yeah. It's fine.
When
you're aware
of
it.
I burn out.
And then when it happens, you're like, okay, nice. Yeah. This is the burnout.
Hopefully if exciting things keep happening, you kind of don't get burnt out too fast.
Yeah, because you don't want to miss the opportunity because like we were both at our peak at one point and then we're just like, go, 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 go. But then if we didn't take advantage of us being up there at the peak, then we wouldn't have made as much money.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have progressed as far in life.
Yep.
Exactly, but,
mental health is a real thing.
Yeah. But once you burn out and once you figure it out, there's another peak waiting for you. And I can't wait to see that peak.
Yeah.
For all of us, honestly.
Yeah.
There's always other options.
Mm-hmm.
Can always start an OF.
A what?
Would you ever do that?
No.
Well,
I was that, like, off saying that to you guys. Like,
we could.
Yeah. Oh, we.
Yeah, we could.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean... I'll give it a shot. I mean
there is, I remember OnlyFans, they were like oh yeah, this is a place for people to express themselves, and they're trying to, like, on the front page it had like people cooking and people doing like slime stuff, and
I remember that like a long time ago because I remember some YouTubers talking to me about it, and they're like, oh yeah, they like came to me and it's like you can just put like for your fans and all that. Yeah. And it was like, oh, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. And then
they're trying to be like a Patreon. They're like, oh no, we're not bad. We're like Patreon. No, you're not. But a lot of girls.
But wasn't Patreon a little bit like that at one point too?
I don't know. But I think like a lot of people think, oh, it's like, they think they go straight to like the crazy stuff. But there's a lot of, I have a lot of friends that go on there and they just do like, the no nudity, they do like just bikini pictures or fitness stuff or like lingerie stuff.
Yeah.
Some people get paid a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, somebody gets paid a lot.
I've heard some things where I'm like, oh my gosh, you'd be set for life.
Yeah. Didn't Bella Thorne do it? And she made like $3 million a month or something crazy?
Yeah, Bella Thorne.
She made $10 million in a month.
Oh,
yeah.
Something crazy.
Yeah, she made like $1 million in the few hours that it was posted or something like that.
Because she just turned 18. And I was like,
it's like but that's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then even like celebrities, I can't remember who, but like female rap artists got on there and like got $1 million in a day. And I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
I might consider it. Not me, maybe Rolanda can
do it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Kind of crazy. Are there any popular guys on OF?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, there's guys, I think.
Oh.
Wasn't... Wait, I don't want to say anything that's like not factual.
Just there's guys. I don't want to get in trouble. Just mouth it to us and cover your... So it
wasn't.
See. Did you get that?
Nope.
Neither. Just text me. Text me.
I don't have my phone.
Oh.
I know Markiplier. You know Markiplier? The gamer? Well, he plays video games. And
really?
He just posted like just for funsies, like a calendar of him in like underwear. People love it.
Oh,
they ate it. Yeah.
Oh, a calendar? Like he made a calendar?
Yeah, like January is like a picture and February is another
funny.
Picture.
That is funny. We can do that.
Yeah, people loved it. He made a lot. And he just donated everything to charity, which is nice.
Oh.
So, you can use it for good, I guess, too.
Yeah.
So OnlyFans. Yeah. I'll think about it. If the desert says OF, I'm like, okay, shut up. Okay.
Uncle Iris would be like, your destiny lies with OF.
Your destiny is with it.
I'm so glad you like Avatar. That's crazy.
I know.
Once you find somebody that grew up with it and they watched it, I've watched it probably like 4 times all the way through.
Oh, I've watched it more than 4 times.
Oh, me too.
An obsessive I watched it 6 amount. Times. I've watched it 20 times.
Top three characters?
I like Zuko, Aang, and Toph.
Oh,
that's good.
Toph is
dope. I didn't like her as much in... Oh, wait. Was it her or her grandchild or something?
Grandchild.
In Korra?
Yeah.
I think it would have been so cool to have Zuko and Katara be like lovers.
Yeah, you ship them.
Hard. Yeah, I did too. I was like, oh, when they were in that tunnel with the
they low-key,
gems.
They low-key had more chemistry than Aang and Katara.
I know. Aang was too child. He's too child.
He's too young. Like
Katara at the time.
Isn't he like 12 too?
And then she's like 14.
No, he's technically 112.
Yeah, true.
Well, technically, it's illegal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, he was 12 and she was 14, I believe. And so it wasn't that big a difference. I mean, at that age, it is weird.
Yeah.
But then when you're like in your 20s and somebody's 20 and 22 is not a big deal.
Yeah.
But they would have made
a good
one.
I think they just made him too immature.
Yeah.
For her. Or they made her too mature. I don't know. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
But then in the last episode, he was all mature and wise.
Yeah.
Where's Oogie at?
Oogie.
Oh, there's Oogie over there.
Okay.
And so he's the black dog. You know what Oogie? I just told Roy this yesterday. You know what Oogie is? It's a character in Legend of Korra. And it was Aang and Katara's son.
Mm-hmm.
Tenzin. Oh. You know Tenzin?
Yes.
Yeah. So growing up, Sokka would say to Aang and Katara when they're like flirting or stuff. He'd be like, hey, ew, you're giving me the oogies. You're giving me the oogies. So then Aang and Katara had their son, Tenzin. So growing up, Tenzin would hear Sokka say, ew, you guys are giving me the oogies. Ew, you're at the top. Whenever they were being romantic or kissing or flirting. So then Tenzin grew up thinking that meant love. He's like, oh, you guys are in love. You're in love. So he named his bison, who he loves, Oogie.
Oh,
yeah. That's cute.
Oogie, come here. I want to see you. Yip, yip, yip. Come here. Oh, he's not going to move. He's retired.
That's so adorable.
He's the best. He's my favorite out of all Roy's dogs. Tell him what happened yesterday.
Oh, dude. So my wife, Monette, was about to take a shower. So she turned on the shower and just waited it for... to be hot.
Yeah.
And then Oogie, out of nowhere, he just went in the shower and just sat down and just let the water drip on him for like a good minute and a half.
Is Oogie okay?
Huh?
Is Oogie okay?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, is he sad?
I don't think so.
You're in the shower and you're just like letting the water hit you. Like,
I mean, we gotta roll the clip. Roll it. Show Oogie in the shower.
Oogie. Oogie. Please. Hello?
But I don't know. I think he's okay because we adopted Chopper, like the new one right here, like 2 months ago. So maybe he's, I don't know.
Oh, jealous. Oh.
I don't think so. He also likes doing his own thing. So I think he's okay.
Yeah.
He does that. That's actually, no, I don't know. That's the first time he has ever done that.
Maybe that's why Callie was when I was dog sitting. Maybe that's why she was on me because she wanted attention because Chopper's getting all the attention.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they're all okay.
Aww.
She's sleeping like a baby. Look at her like a baby. So I hear that you still you have music that you're
Yes.
What does that mean?
So I have more music I'm going to have come out, but right now I'm debating on which one I release.
Oh.
So how many have you, how many songs have you put out now?
I have 4 songs out right now.
And how'd they do?
They did really well.
Like, what's that mean?
Well, okay. So like the first one that I did, I think it's got 10 or 11 million streams.
Dang.
And then, another one I'd come out has, I think it's 3 or 5 million on Spotify.
That's amazing.
But music videos for these two?
Yeah. On YouTube, they have more views on
wow,
YouTube.
That's crazy. Amazing.
I wish YouTube views translated to streams.
Oh, dang. So then, are you allowed to talk about the, you said you have 2 songs that you're trying to debate. Can we know the titles or are you, they're secret?
I could just say it. Okay. One's called Summer.
Ooh.
It's not about summer.
Okay. That's confusing.
And another one's called Devil in a Red Dress.
Oh.
I'm thinking Devil in the Red Dress. Because summer's over. Yeah. You can't put out a summer song that's not about summer. But super catchy.
I was going to release it this summer. And then I had a song that kind of like was close to my heart at the time. And I was like, I need to release this now. Or else I don't want to release it.
Too.
Yeah.
And I know who it's about.
Self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. Oh, you do?
Oh, I am very in tune with the YouTube world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're red.
She's like, don't say anything. I'm not going to say anything. But I know what it's about.
Self-sabotage? Okay. All right.
You're red as a balloon.
Uh-oh.
We're not going to get into that. But so between Summer and Devil in the...
Who is the hot air?
Is it Devil in a Red Dress?
Devil in a Red Dress and Summer.
Which one?
Summer is actually a song I wrote a while back. Yeah. And literally just came across it recently and was like, actually, wait, this is a good song. I should release it.
And that was Summer?
And that's Summer.
Okay.
And then Devil in a Red Dress. I had written the chorus a while back. Mm-hmm. And then just finished writing the rest of the lyrics recently because it really spoke to me.
So can you
way.
Give us like a, don't give anything away, but like Summer is like, is it like a catchy, like upbeat song? And then Devil in a Red Dress is more like edgy?
Summer is, yeah, more pop. Devil in a Red Dress is more, you'd maybe hear it in a movie.
Oh. Devil in a Red Dress. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Devil in the Red Dress. Is that what you want? No, that sounds crazy. I want to know the devil in the red dress.
Does the devil wear, devil doesn't wear dresses?
No.
Oh, I guess he could. Yeah.
They could.
Or she, I don't know.
Or she? Oh, yeah.
I don't want to find out. I don't want to go there. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh.
Do you have any like a release date for these songs? Or
no, I have no idea. I'm also debating if I just release the song or I make music videos to them first.
Oh, I would get the music video ready, then drop the song, then drop the music video a week later.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. But you should probably send it to us so we can
I'll
give
you
better
opinions.
I'll send
it to you guys. Maybe you can like let me know which one I should release first.
Yeah, that's right. We can first, baby. Spice fruit. Oh, well, thank you, Sophie, for coming on.
We're
excited for your music. You think it'll be out this year?
Oh, yeah, it's coming out this year.
Nice.
So I just don't have a date.
Keep your eyes out. Keep one your ears open for that. It's going to happen. And, well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations
Thank
on all
you.
Your success.
Yeah.
And you still have a long way to go. And I'm so excited for your future. And you're very passionate, I could tell. You emit
you.
The aura, like, yo, I'm ready to go. So I'm excited to see what you come up with next.
Thank you.
And for me, I'm excited to put this leg behind my neck.
Oh, yeah.
I will
In
try.
A week,
In a week.
When you get it, send me a picture.
Okay.
I need to see this.
Okay. And I'll let you know if I ever need another human bowling ball.
Oh, yeah. Let me know. Especially since you're starting your vlogs, you never know.
I probably will need you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'll coordinate with Howie Mandel and see when you're free.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's perfect. He's got a nice head of roll.
We're planning on having him on next. Is there any last minute tips before we end the pod that you're like, hey, talk to him about this?
Ask him why he's fine with hugging but not shaking hands.
Oh yeah, he does a fist bump thing, right?
He's a fist bump thing, but he's given me a few hugs.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay.
I was gonna ask him.
I never asked him.
Yeah.
And then we'll connect you with Monkey D. Luffy too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right, guys. That's all we got for you guys today. Until next Monday. Okay.
Bye.
Wait. Subscribe.
What?
Because a little click for you is life changing for us. we need to get you some food.
Yeah, I heard that stomach.
She's hungry. Let's go, guys. Come on.